another blessed week to be sharing with you this week. And so my fellow staff members and I are going to be sharing on the topic of better together. And really what this week is going to come to the conclusion of is that we were always meant to operate with one another, and that together with one another, we are better together. Ultimately, what I'm saying is that we have always been called to a life of unity. The best passage of scripture where we see God's heart for unity is actually found in John 17, verse 21 to 23. And this is Jesus' high priestly prayer. And he had some pretty strong words regarding unity. And he goes on to say this. He says that they all may be one, speaking of all of us who would come to believe in his name, just as you, Father, are in me and I in you, that they also may be one in us, so that the world may believe and be convinced that you have sent me. I have given to them the glory and honor which you have given me, that they may be one, even as we are one. I in them and you in me, in order that they may become one and perfectly united, that the world may know and definitely recognize that you sent me and that you have loved them even as you have loved me. Which brings me to my first point, is we've got to know what unifies us. And so Jesus in his high priestly prayer shared that the heart is that we would be united with God, that through our belief in Jesus and what he came to do for us in his death, burial, and resurrection, that we would be welcomed and united in the center of the Trinity's love, that we would experience fellowship with God himself. But Jesus then also goes on to say that in order for us to experience perfect unity, that we get to share and experience the glory and honor that God the Father had bestowed upon Jesus. And it's that revelation of that glory and that honor that we all get to share in as children of God that perfectly unites us, that we have a sense of dignity and worth. We know who we are, and we know who we are as a family. Jesus then also, towards the end of it, goes on to share that even through our unity with one another, that we are a testimony to the world that God has sent Jesus, that we are a testimony with our unity and our mission and our vision and our love for one another. And so, my friends, Jesus' heart is very clear right there that he wants unity in the sense of us being included in the family of God. And as the family of God, while we are still here on this earth with the mission of the Great Commission, that we are in unity with one another to see that take place. And so, my friends, it brings me to Monday's point of the day, is that what unifies us is Jesus. Another perfect example in the scripture that we find of that is found in 1 Corinthians 6, verse 17, that goes on to say, but the person who is united to the Lord becomes one spirit with him. You see, my friends, you are one spirit with Jesus. That is where you will find your identity. That is where you will find your worth. That is where you will find everything that you are looking for. And as a family, with all of us who believe in Jesus being one spirit with him, that's where we have common ground. You see, the world is always going to throw ways to try and divide us and even give us counterfeits for how we can be unified together. We see in sporting events or anything like that, what unites us is a flag. What unites us is a country. What unites us is a common goal. And so, my friends, all of those things are great, but the moment that the World Cup or the sporting event is over, we usually go back to our dysfunction. We usually go back to those things that divide us. And I wanted to encourage you today, there's only one thing that perfectly unites us, and that is Jesus Christ himself, our Lord. That is who we are in him. And when we have that revelation, we realize that we are better together. You are highly favored and deeply loved of God.